Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. This life study is the basis of our program today, which includes short portions of the spoken messages given by Witness Lee. Now, let's join today's life study.
Did you ever wonder what the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit and the baptism in the Holy Spirit is? Many Christians think the goal is their personal self-edification, but the Apostle Paul cared more for the building up of the body of Christ. Stay tuned for a special word from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. This is Matt Miller filling in for Chris Wilde today, and Bob Danker has joined me for our 46th Life Study program. Bob, thanks for being with us today.
It's always a pleasure, Matt, to be here on the broadcast to consider these marvelous revelations from God's Word.
Bob, let me read 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 3 as an introduction to the program, and then I'm going to ask you to give a short introductory word to today's program. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were always being led away to dumb idols, whenever and however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Bob, there's a lot of ignorance concerning the gifts, aren't there?
Yes, I would say so, Matt. Here, Paul, after dealing with so many problems in the church in Corinth, now he arrives at this matter of the spiritual gifts. And the word that he gives here, actually he uses 3 chapters in this book to cover this matter of the spiritual gifts, chapter 12, 13, and 14. And in these 3 chapters, he gives a marvelous revelation to show us what is the real central focus of the spiritual gifts. Then he shows us how to have the gifts and to exercise the gifts. And finally, and even I would say the most precious thing here, is that he shows us the goal of the gifts. What are the spiritual gifts given to us by the Spirit? What are they for?
That's good.
There's a very particular goal which will be brought out in this broadcast.
That's the goal of our broadcast today is what is the goal of the spiritual gifts? Okay, let's go to Witness Lee as he talks about the Apostle Paul's dealing with the gifts from 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Here in the section dealing with the gifts, Paul stressed 3 points. Number one, he stressed the matter of speaking. A Christian must be one who speaks. A Christian is a speaking person. If we are voiceless, silent, we are wrong. We become worshipers of something dumb. But we are not worshipers of a dumb God. We are worshiping a speaking God who's living. The second stress Paul had in dealing with the gifts is the Spirit. Speaking is the first stress, and the Spirit is the second. As a Christian, you should speak. Hallelujah. When you speak, Christ, taking Christ as the center, right away, you are in the Spirit. The third stress Paul took in dealing with the gifts is the body. The gifts are of the members, but not for the members. The gifts are of the members for the body. Do you think the eyes see things for themselves? To see things, not for the eyes. To see things is for the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 eyes do have the function, the gift of the sight, the seeing gift, But this gift, though, belongs to the eyes. They are not for the eyes. They are for the body. Have you seen that? Right after the stress of the spirit, Paul comes to the stress of the body. The first three verses are stressing, speaking. Then from verse 4 through 11, the stress is on the spirit. The spirit, the spirit, the spirit. I have never counted how many times this one word spirit is used in these eight verses. The spirit, the spirit, the spirit, the spirit. But from verse 12, verse 12 through 22, what is the crucial word? Body. Not the spirit, but the body.
Bob, I went ahead and counted, and the word body is mentioned 18 times from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 through 27, and the spirit is mentioned 11 times in the first 13 verses of chapter 12. So in the first half of the chapter, there's a large emphasis on the spirit. In the second half of the chapter, there's a large emphasis on the body. Doesn't this really show us that the gifts of the spirit are really for the body?
That's right, Matt. This is a marvelous, marvelous unveiling here. If we could receive this word, we would receive a great deal of help. When we begin to read chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, the first verse tells us that what Paul is dealing with here is the spiritual gifts. But then immediately after opening up this chapter, he begins to touch the matter of speaking. He says, in the past, you Corinthians, you worshiped dumb idols, so you didn't speak anything. But now you have been saved, and the living God lives in you. Now you can speak. You can say, Jesus is Lord. When you say Jesus is Lord, this means that you take Christ as the center of your speaking. What we should speak to others is Christ. But then Paul says, when you speak Christ, you are in the Spirit. Your speaking brings you into the Spirit. This is very crucial to be in the Spirit. If we're not in the Spirit, we have nothing to do with the spiritual gifts or with the body of Christ. So we must be in the Spirit. So Paul, secondly, in this chapter, he touches the matter of the Spirit. The Spirit is so crucial. Actually, the Spirit is the life of the body of Christ. He's the essence of the body of Christ. So we must be in Him. Otherwise, we have no gift, and we cannot exercise any gift that we have. Finally, this matter of the body. See, the end of this chapter, Paul touches the matter of the body. That means the body is the goal. The goal of the spiritual gifts, the goal of our being in the Spirit, is not for our own benefit as individuals, but it's for the benefit of the body. Every member of our physical body has a function as a gift, but that gift is not for that member. It is for the entire body. This is a picture of the body of Christ, the way we should be as living members of the body. We should not be for our own personal benefit in any way. We should be absolutely for the benefit and the building up of the body of Christ.
Well, I have a lot of feeling, Bob, but I think the best thing to do is go on to let Witness Lee talk some more about this matter of the body being the goal of the gifts of the Spirit. Let's go back to him right now.
The baptism of the Spirit is not for individuals. It is for the body. In one Spirit, we all were baptized into one body.
Amen.
Into one body. So this one body is something organic.
Amen.
Because in the parallel verses of the New Testament, we are told we were baptized into the triune God,
Amen.
Into Christ.
Amen.
Both triune God and Christ are organic entities. God is organic.
Amen.
Christ is life. And At the same time, we were baptized into his death because we have a lot of negative things. We have a lot of negative things. We have sin. We have the flesh. We have the old creation. We have the self. We have a lot of negative things. On the positive side, we were baptized into the triune God and Christ. On the negative side, we were baptized into his death because his death clears us up.
Amen.
Then what? The result, the ultimate issue of baptism is to put you into the body. So the body must be something organic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in the body. Dear saints, you must see these three basic factors, speaking, the spirit, and the body. Then you would appreciate what is the spiritual gift. The spiritual gift is a matter of speaking. It is a matter by the spirit. And it is a matter for the body. Learn to be for the body. To be for the body will enrich your gift, will uplift your gift, will strengthen your gift, even will triple your gift. Paul, in dealing with the gift, he was very body conscious. Very church conscious. You read these two chapters, 12 and 14. He says a lot to build up the church, to build up the church, to build up the church, to build up the church. Gifts are not for self-edification. Gifts are for body build-up.
Gifts are for the building up of the body and not for self-edification. Bob, we've come back again to these three matters of speaking, of the spirit, and being for the body. These are three big things that we can't escape, can we?
We cannot escape these three things. And I would say the focus of Witness Lee in this section is being for the body. Everything that God is to us and gives to us and does in us is for the body of Christ. I would say that very few believers have this realization. Nearly all of us are self-conscious. We care for our own personal edification. We think everything God does for us is for us, for ourselves. But this is not true. God takes the body as the focus. And we need to learn to be body-centered. We need to learn to put ourselves aside, to forget about ourselves in a very good sense, about what's good for me, what benefits me, what builds me up. We have to be for the body. So Witness Lee, firstly, he touches the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, this is a big topic among Christians today. And I would say there's a great deal of confusion and misunderstanding concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But if you read 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, it says clearly, in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. What is the goal of the baptism in the Holy Spirit? It's to make us all the body of Christ, one organic entity, one organism for the triune God. In one sense, we're baptized into the triune God. That's Matthew 28:19. In another sense, we're baptized into Christ. This is Romans 6 and verse 3. On the other hand, we're baptized into the death of Christ. This is to get rid of all the negative things related to us. But the ultimate goal is here in verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 12. The ultimate goal of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is simply to make us an organic body for Christ. This is a great revelation. If we could see this, we would be delivered from our self-consciousness, being self-centered, and we would be able to take the body as the goal. And now we'd come to the matter of spiritual gifts, exactly the same thing. Our spiritual gifts, which are given to us by the Spirit, are absolutely for the body. We need to take the body as our focus. If we do, then our gift will be enriched, uplifted, strengthened, and even multiplied.
Right.
That's quite a word, isn't it?
That's right.
That means that the Lord will honor us because we are body-centered. He is body-centered, so we need to be one with Him.
Any member of the body that becomes isolated and is not for the body becomes actually an unhealthy member. But any member of the body that's for the body, like he said, it's threefold better. And this is enlightening to see that if you're not for yourself, your gift will be stronger. But if you're for yourself, your gift will become weaker. Because the purpose is for the body.
That's right. That's exactly the way it works in our experience. The more we are for our self-edification, it seems the more spiritually poor we become. But the more we are for the building up of the body of Christ, the richer we become spiritually.
Well, Bob, let's go on to the final portion today of our life study and get a concluding word about how these three matters of speaking, the Spirit, and the body all tie in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And actually, it's a cycle that we'll see. Let's go to Witness Lee for our final portion.
First three verses of this chapter are on the speaking. And the speaking brings in the Spirit. When you say, Lord Jesus, you are in the Spirit. Your speaking brings in the Spirit. Then, from verse 4 through 11, the stress is all the time on what? The Spirit. Then, in verse 13, the Spirit ushers us into the body. When you say, Lord Jesus, this speaking brings you into the Spirit. And when you are in the Spirit ushers you into the body. And now you are in the body.
Amen.
We need to be so body conscious.
Amen.
So body centered.
Amen.
Body, 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 body. Dear saints, is this my teaching?
No.
Is this my opinion?
No.
Is this my concept? No. Even this is not my strength. This is the apostle's strength. You have to circle these three words. Speak, then Spirit, then the body in these first 22 verses of this chapter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the speaking. Hallelujah for the Spirit.
Amen.
And hallelujah for the body.
Amen.
When you speak, your speaking brings you into the Spirit. When you take care of the body brings you back to the Spirit. How to get the Spirit? To speak, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You get in the Spirit. And how to remain in Spirit,
right.
How to get back to the Spirit, to be in the body. Do you like to be in the Spirit? What do? To speak.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Number one. The number two, to stay in the body. When you stay in the body returns you to the Spirit.
Bob, this is a very practical word, and I want to make sure our listeners get the point here. By exercising to speak for the Lord, we are brought into the Spirit, and when you stay in the body returns you to the Spirit. It's really a heavenly cycle, isn't it?
It really is, Matt. If we would no longer be a dumb Christian, that means a silent Christian.
Right.
If we would be a speaking Christian, someone who speaks Christ for the building up of the body, then all the time we would be in the Spirit because our speaking, Lord Jesus, our speaking Christ brings us into the Spirit. When we start speaking Christ, immediately we find ourselves in the Spirit. This is what Paul says here. But this Spirit is for the body. So the way for us to remain in the Spirit and even to be brought back to the Spirit is to be for the body. If we are not for the body, then it'll be hard for us to be in the Spirit. To be for the body means we should not isolate ourselves and separate ourselves from other believers. We should be with our fellow believers. We should meet together in our homes, all together in one place. When we come together as Christians, we should always speak Christ to one another. This would bring us all into the Spirit, and it will keep us in the Spirit. If we learn to be for the body, we learn to live in the body, and we learn to take care of the oneness of the body, not to do anything to damage the body, but always to be for the building up of the body of Christ, to do everything for the building up of the body, then we will be preserved and kept in the Spirit all the time. And this is, like you say, this is a cycle. What happens here is that while we are in the Spirit, we're enjoying Christ and we're growing in life. And this life within us produces the gifts. These gifts that we're talking about here are not the miraculous gifts of power that do miraculous things. This is not the focus here. These gifts are the gifts of life that are produced by the growth of the divine life in us and that cause us to be able to minister Christ to others for the building up of the body. If we are for this, then God will bless us very much by increasing our gift, increasing our function, so that the building up of the body will be carried out. God's dream is to have a body for Christ. He doesn't think about anything else. He wants us to be one with Him in what He desires to obtain. He wants to have a body. We need to be for the body.
You know, a couple of verses come to mind as you're talking, Bob. One is when Paul told Timothy that he had no one else like-minded who cared for the things of Christ. That was taking care of the church, taking care of Christ's body, because actually in verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 12, it says, and I'll read it real quick here, it says, "For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ." So to care for the things of Christ is to care for His body, because this is the body of Christ. It's the corporate Christ.
Marvelous.
And the other verse I was thinking about is the verse in Hebrews where it says, "Do not forsake the assembling together of yourselves as the custom of some is." Some have the custom of not taking care of the body of Christ, and we don't want to be like that, or we'll end up in a different kind of cycle, a negative cycle.
That's right, Matt. We really need to be adjusted by the Lord to take the body as the center of our Christian life, as the goal of our Christian life. We don't have this kind of mind. We need to pray, "Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Give me a consciousness that I'm a member of the body, that everything I have from You, Lord, everything I am, everything I can do in the spiritual realm is absolutely not for me. It's for the body of Christ." If the Lord would be merciful to us to give us a body consciousness, that would be the greatest mercy.
Well, Bob, we commend this program to the Lord for the building up of His body. May it really be something that edifies His entire body. Well, we've run out of time, so we're going to have to stop now. Let me give the listeners a phone number where they can call and get more information on how to obtain the printed life studies that are available. You can call us at 888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 1-888-543-3788. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. Or just send an email to radio@lsm.org. Bob, it's really been good to have you with us.
As always, Matt, it's wonderful to be here.
And thank you also for being with us. And on behalf of Bob Danker, this is Matt Miller. Thank you very much for listening today.
In both the first and last book of the Bible, God presents Himself to man as the tree of life. Throughout the Bible, God is portrayed as food for man to eat and life for man to enjoy. In The Tree of Life, Witness Lee presents a view of God's heart that is little understood and seldom experienced by Christians today, revealing that it is God's desire that we receive Christ, experience Christ, and enjoy Christ as our moment-by-moment supply. The Tree of Life from Living Stream Ministry is available at Christian bookstores everywhere. Or you can order by calling 1-888-543-3788.